My guest was taught by God the keys to accelerate supernatural healings. Many are now physically and emotionally healed when she teaches on the King Killer.
Can ancient secrets of the supernatural be rediscovered? Do angels exist? Is there life after death? Are healing miracles real? Can you get supernatural help from another dimension? Has the future been written in advance? Sid Roth has spent 30 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Katie Sousa. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. Hard to believe as I talk to Katie that she was into drugs, had her own meth lab, high-speed car chases with guns. She was a collector for drug debt. She went to prison, but she got into a relationship with the Lord. I mean, he supernaturally got you out of prison. He's such a good God.
Yes.
But tell me a bit about a few years later, after you got out of prison supernaturally, you went to a church called Bethel Church. Why'd you go there?
Well, my mom had been really sick for like 25 years. She got bit by a Lyme's tick, and it released a spirochete bacteria into her body. And then she got severe rheumatoid, and it started to eat the bones and the cartilage in her body. She lost her knees, and they put artificial ones in. She lost her left hip, and they put an artificial one in. And then they had to take it out.
Why?
Because the disease ate the plastic parts of the man-made hip. Crazy.
So you had heard that there were a lot of miracles going on at that church. So you didn't know anything about it. You go to this church called Bethel Church. Where's it located?
It's in Redding, California. And I didn't even know anything about Bethel. God just commanded me to go there. He said, when you go, I'm going to give you the Matthew 10 anointing that drives out demons and heals the sick. So I get on a plane, which is like three planes later, I'm there. It's a big deal for an ex-con like me to take a trip. And I go, and when I'm there, I find out it's world famous for signs and wonders. And on like the second night in one of the services, two women put their hands on me, and the liquid power of God filled me up, and I received that anointing.
But what did you feel when this happened? What was actually going on with you?
It's like I felt like thick liquid was filling me up, and my arm got heavy. I was actually kind of walking around like this. And so I knew, because I had a tangible, you know, experience in my physical body, it's like, wow, I don't even have to use my faith. I know something really big happened.
Oh, okay, so she knows something big happened. She knows because God has told her that now she can pray for the sick and they're going to get better. And the most important person for her to pray for is her mom. So she goes there, great woman of power. You put your hands on your mom, what happens?
Well, I had all the promises. God said something great was going to happen. I got this anointing now, and when I put my hands on her, I felt this heat generating that I'd never felt before. So I'm getting excited. I'm thinking, yeah, she's going to jump up and be healed. And I pray and pray, and nothing happens. The next day, nothing happens. Third day, the same thing. But then my father, who had just come back from the emergency room, they had scheduled him for two major surgeries on his prostate. And when he came back, I laid hands on him, and he was instantly healed. 2 weeks later, he goes to the doctor. They cancel the surgeries.
Okay, so I don't get it. You feel all these feelings, the heat. You're praying for your mom. You know you received this. Nothing happens with her. Your father's instantly healed, instantly has a miracle. Well, what was the blockage with your mom?
So I'm asking God that question. I'm like, what's going on? And he said, I want you to read that scripture in Matthew 10 about the anointing you just got. It said, and look at the order in which Jesus talks about the anointing. So I looked and said, Jesus gave them the anointing to one, drive out demons, and to two, heal the sick. And when I saw that, the Lord says, sometimes you've got to first drive out demonic powers that are making people sick before you can then heal the sick. So I'm like, all right, I'll go and do that. And so I started praying every demon off of mom in the face of the planet, and nothing happens. So I'm like, okay, God, what's going on now? And he said, well, you're fighting, you're doing the right thing, but now it's about order, and you're fighting the enemy in the wrong order. You see, the kingdom of darkness operates like an army, and it has ranks. And the Lord told me, you can't fight your way from the bottom of the ranks up. You've got to learn how to start from the top and go down. And when he said that, he took me to that Ephesians scripture in 6:12. And in the Amplified, it says the order. It shows the order in which the demonic kingdom operates. It says that we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against the despots, the powers, and the master spirits. And the Lord says that's the order. So what's a despot? Because that's the first in the order. It's a tyrant king. And no king is a king unless he has a kingdom underneath him. And so who's in his kingdom? The next two in the list, the powers and the master spirits. I mean, the word powers in the Webster's means orders of angels. So there's the ranks. And when I saw that, I go, okay, God spoke and he said this. He said, if you'll learn how to fight and defeat the king, then the powers and master spirits underneath him and his kingdoms will just submit to you. And I'm like, okay, then where's that in the Bible? And he said, in David and Goliath. So I went to the story, Sid, and I saw a proof of what God was saying. It said that the Israelites and the Philistines were lined up in battle array to fight, but they weren't fighting because they had a champion, a top dog, doing the fighting for them. And every day, Goliath would come up and he'd say this, choose a man from amongst yourselves. If he can come down to me and defeat me, then we, meaning me and my army, will submit to you. And that's what happened. David goes, he cuts Goliath's head off right in the front of the Philistine army, which symbolizes the removal of his headship, of his covering. And the very next verse says, and when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. They didn't rise up and fight, Sid. When they saw their champion or their headship or their covering was dead, they fled without a fight. And that's the way the demonic kingdom works. If we learn how to go to the top and remove these kings from their position of power, then the powers and master spirits underneath them will just have to submit to us. It's way easier that way.
And you know what I'm excited about, Katie, is she has supernatural. She knows how to ascend into heaven to get revelation, and she brings it back to earth, and she has discovered what she calls the king killer anointing. Get the head, cut it off, and all the little bitty demons underneath the head, they have to flee as if in fear. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this word.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Katie Souza, and I'm so excited. She has gotten revelation on how if you can get rid of the top dog, the top demon that's got a stronghold over your life, you can get him, then all the other demons leave. And you had to learn this because you deal with people in prisons, large numbers. You can't deal with them one-on-one. You had to understand these principles.
Yes.
And she calls it the king killer anointing. Explain.
Well, if you go to the top, I mean, Jesus said it, you know, if you take out the strong man, then you can ransack his house. So Jesus did it too. And in Ephesians 6, it shows us the order. Despots, powers, and master spirits. Despots are kings. No king's a king unless he has a kingdom underneath him. So you'd go to the top, and then the rest will begin to just submit to you. This is one of the keys to mass deliverance, to being able to do things, deliverance on an accelerated manner. With mom, you know, she was our example, and we learned from her. And there was something blocking her healing. And when I asked the Lord what it was, he began to give me this download. She's not the only one that's having a blocked healing. And when I asked God to show me who is the specific king that's over mom right now, I got quiet, and in my mind, I heard Isaiah 14. Well, I went to it, Sid, and it was about a king. His name was the Satanic King of Babylon. Now, in the natural, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, was the king that took the Israelites into physical captivity, right? Well, in the supernatural, that's what the Satanic King of Babylon does, too. Same job. He takes God's people into physical captivity through sickness and disease. When you read Isaiah 14, it says all these words that show his job description that are totally tied in with physical disorders. It says that he, quote, weakens us. That he, quote, causes us pain and he lays us prostrate. It means that he is a king whose assignment is to cause us to be in physical captivity. So when I got this revy about him, I was like, okay, God, I don't even know how to fight him, which you're the stuff we're offering today, we give step-by-step biblical instructions, so they'll know exactly how to.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff. So I had, though, the most important thing. I had the Word of God. So I took Isaiah 14. I said, okay, I'm going to fight this king, and I'm going to win with the scripture. And I began to decree it against him in a position of warfare. And my whole body started to just be on fire. My back was on fire. My legs were on fire. And one of the things it says in Isaiah 14 is that we can take a taunt up against him and command him to fall from his position of power in the second heavens, because that's where his throne is. So I began to do that, and I commanded him, fall in the name of Jesus, fall, fall, fall. And suddenly, in an open-eyed vision, I saw this being. It was him. And he was falling down through the clouds, through the sky, to the ground. And I was like, wow, God, what is that? And the Lord reminded me of this story when Jesus sent out the 72 with the Matthew 10 anointing, the same anointing I had gotten at Bethel. And it says that when they came back, they said, wow, even the demons submitted to us in your name. And Jesus said this, I saw Satan fall like lightning from the sky. He knew that Satan's kingdoms, his kings and their kingdoms, had fallen from their positions of power when his disciples went out with this anointing.
Well, that's what you saw in your vision.
Exactly. And from that moment on, Sid, supernatural miracles just started breaking out.
Let me start out with your mom. You're in another country. You're in Australia. What happened?
Well, that happened 6 months later. Okay. She had first gotten healed of an addiction to Dilaudids that she had been addicted for 10 years. And then I go to Australia.
Out of curiosity, was it a gradual getting free of that addiction?
Within 3 days. About 30 days later, she had a breakthrough, and in 3 days, she was delivered.
How long had she been addicted on it?
10 years. And
wow.
It's the same as, it's like heroin. It's a prescription equivalent of heroin. And once she got healed of that, then there all these other people that we removed the Babylonian king off, they began to get major breakthroughs. Instant healing of viruses, instant healing of pneumonias. We had a guy with an incision that got infected, and it had pus in it. We broke the Babylonian king off him, commanded to be healed. His hand got warm, totally healed. He went to the doctor the next day, and they were like, your hand's perfectly well. People with heroin addictions instantly healed of their withdrawals. People with DTs instantly healed. Once we found out about this king, and we started to remove him off people, signs and wonders started breaking out everywhere we went.
Now, you have another tool that is so important. We've talked about it previously. It's called the glory light. Explain that to me.
Well, Malachi 4:2 says the Son of Righteousness, meaning Jesus the Messiah, arises with healing in his wings and his beams. Okay, the beams there are talking about beams of light, and the wings there represents the prayer shawl, which represents the glory cloud. So Jesus arises with healing in his glory and his light. And you were talking about Australia earlier, right?
Right.
Well, when I went to Australia, the Lord said, now I want you to start moving in that revelation and releasing light. You can even release it long distance, because light travels 186,000 miles per second, right?
Right.
So he said, I want you to start releasing glory light on your mom's hip, the other hip she had.
From Australia?
From Australia.
Okay,
to get it healed. So I began to press into my faith to release the glory light. And so I called her like 2 days later. Now, she doesn't know I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I've had this angelic being coming into my room, and he's beaming light into me. And I was like, oh, that's what I've been praying for. And so the Lord began to show me how her other hip, which they were going to take out because it was being degenerated by the disease, was being restored. And so I'm in the plane. God's saying that hip is being restored in the glory light. He goes, but now the leg bone is out of the socket. He says, so now I want you to do some thundering. I said, thundering? So I go, okay, what's thundering? I did a word search in Bible Gateway, and it was in the scripture about the Valley of Dry Bones, in the verse that says, and there was a thundering, a shaking, and a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. So I fly home, I run into her house, I don't even tell her what I'm doing. I began to command the bones to come together, bone to its bone, so that the hip bone would go, the leg bone would go into the hip socket. She's laying there, she has no idea what I'm doing, and she goes, ow! Ow. I said, what? What's going on? She goes, I have a pain. I said, what kind of pain? She goes, well, it wasn't really a pain. It was more like the feeling of when the ball of a truck goes into the hitch of a trailer. Didn't have to touch her or anything, Sid, and the bones came together.
Now, you were just learning about the glory light of God. What type of miracles are you seeing as you release the glory light of God?
We're seeing all kinds of things happen. Skin, bones, ocular eye diseases. We've had a couple people healed of eye disorders.
You had the melanoma you were talking about.
The light was in that glory too, and that dried up and came off my leg within 3 days. It just dried up when the glory light was applied.
I want to hear more about this. Okay. We'll be back in just a moment.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Katie Sousa. And Katie, there's something called soul wounds. Mm-hmm. And these are just things that we've carried with us, hurts, etc., that we've carried with us our whole life. Are you finding that this glory light gets rid of these soul wounds quickly?
Yeah, it's the accelerated tool that Jesus is imparting now in this season for us to be able to put on people's soul wounds to get accelerated healing.
Well, you must have had a lot of soul wounds with the life you lived.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me one instance where you got free of a soul wound.
Well, soul wounds are formed by sin. Someone either sinned against you or you sinned against yourself, like I did in numerous occasions. And because they're formed by sin, they give the demonic the legal right to torment you. And that torment can manifest in physical diseases. So I was going on tour in Virginia. And as I pulled up into the airport, as soon as I arrived in this new territory I'd never been in before, I started to get really, really sick. I had 103 degree temperature. I had a very severe bladder infection, yeast infection, could barely think, sore throat, the works. Now in the past, when I get sick, if I were to get sick that fast, I would be warring and rebuking the demonic and all that. But now I understand what Jesus was talking about in John 14. He said, the prince of this world is coming, but he has nothing in me that's in common with him, so he has no power over me. You see, Jesus came as a man. He had a soul too and a spirit, but he had no sin in him. So he had no wounds in his soul formed by sin. So there was nothing in him.
That was a much better way to start life than the way I started or the way you started.
Exactly. But now he's giving us a tool where we can head that direction.
We get restored.
Get restored to what our original creation, what we're supposed to be. And so when I saw that teaching, I knew that if we can begin to be like Jesus and apply the glory light to our soul, then there will be nothing in us that's in common with the demonic. So the demonic will have no power over us. You see, this is what we've been missing. We've been rebuking and fighting and warring, and we're not winning the war, and we wonder why. Well, it's if you still have a wound inside your soul formed by sin, the demonic still has the legal right to harass you. So here I am, I'm getting sick, and I'm thinking, okay, there must be something in my soul, a wound formed by sin, that's in common with the demonic in this region. And it's giving them a legal right to make me sick.
Right.
Okay, so instead of warring, I laid down and positioned myself to receive glory light on my soul. And in the teaching you're offering today, we give step-by-step, really biblical, cool instructions to show people how to do that. So I began to put the glory light on my soul, and I saw a vision. I saw 5 wounded me's hiding in rooms. They represented different rooms inside my soul. And God said, go in and get them and bring them out into the glory light. So I got them all out of these closets, and they were all gathered together. And suddenly the Spirit of the Lord just surrounded them with glory and with light, and they were healed. Well, after that happened, I was like, okay, now those wounds are healed. Now I can fight the demonic. So I began to call that spirit to come up and get out of me. And Sid, it came up and it spoke to me in an audible voice.
Really?
The nerve. Yes. It was the freakiest encounter I ever had. And it spoke in a voice so loud it would fill this entire studio. It came up and it said this to me. It said, what do you want? And I said, I want you to get out in Jesus' name. And he came off of my body. And as he did, I felt his tentacles. I didn't even know. Were wrapped around my body, ripping off my body, and I was healed.
Now, tell me someone else that the glory light restored their soul.
Well, there was a woman in one of our meetings, and we were positioning everyone to soak in the glory and the light. And so she was laying there, and she saw a vision too. She saw herself laying on this wooden, stone slab. And on top of her was this rubber doll. It looked just like her, but it was all bloated and fat and ugly. And these demons had pinned this doll on top of her body. and she couldn't get out from underneath it. And she knew in her spirit that the Lord was telling her, that is what the demonic has put on your soul to make you feel like that's the way you look, bloated and fat and ugly. So she just began to focus on the glory light and putting it on her soul. And all of a sudden she saw this blaze of light fly in the room and pop the rubber doll, and it deflated, and she was able to escape out from underneath the clutches of these demons. Well, that happened like in the very part of the month of December. Okay, now you know that month of December is the month when everybody eats all their goodies for Christmas and all that other stuff. Okay, so she went through that whole holiday season eating and the treats and everything else, and without even trying, she lost 15 pounds just in 3 weeks.
So this glory light restores us to the way Adam was.
Yes. It goes back and systematically, it can go through time and go to every place where you are wounded. When somebody abandoned you or molested you or did something to hurt you, or if you got involved in drugs or alcohol, it can go back and you put the blood on the sin and the glory light on the wound and you get healed. You know, the man with the spirit of Legion, you know why he was able to be under the power of that spirit?
Why?
It's because he lived out of his wounds in his soul. It says three times in that scripture that he lived among the tombs. That night and day he was among the tombs, right?
Right.
I thought, wow, that's pretty interesting. It says that three times. I wonder what that word tombs means. And I looked it up, and it means a monument set up to cause a perpetual remembrance. See,
what's burned into our soul, that memory.
Yes, exactly.
And so the glory light burns out that memory.
Exactly. You know, in that same chapter, when Jesus meets up with that spirit of Legion, that spirit says this to Jesus: "Oh Jesus, what is there in common between us? Do not begin to torment me." Remember what Jesus said, right? The prince of this world is coming, but there's nothing in me that's in common with him, so he has no power over me. That spirit recognized, this man Jesus is something different about him. He's got no soul wounds. There's nothing in his soul that's in common with me, so I can't torment him.
Katie, when you go to prisons, you have to do things quickly.
Yeah.
And that's what the tools that God's given you is to speed things up.
Yes.
Could you pray a prayer for our viewers right now?
Yes.
For the healing glory light of the Messiah to enter them and heal them right now.
I decree right now that the glory light is literally going back in time through your soul to every place where you were wounded. Maybe someone abandoned you or deserted you. Maybe a friendship hurt you. Maybe something your husband or your wife has done. The glory light is going to go right now to that place. The blood of Jesus will take care of the sin, but the glory light will then heal that wound. And I command that every wound inside your soul gets systematically more and more healed in the glory until you're completely healed in every part of your mind, your will, and your emotions. And I speak to the demonic that's been tormenting you, that's been attached to those wounds inside your soul. And I say to you now, I loose King Jesus on you. King Jesus, he is the King of Kings. There's no king higher than him. And every king and every power master spirit that's attached to the wounds in your soul is going to have to go when those wounds are healed in the glory light. And I command angels to come and shine light into your soul, and for them to escort out to the pit the enemy that would assail your physical body, your emotions, mental disorders. These all are going to be healed right now as God takes his glory light and puts it in your soul right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
You know, I believe that, as a matter of fact, you're getting a lot of good results with people with mental problems and emotional problems.
Bipolar diseases have been healed. Depression has been healed. People say they feel like a hand scooping through their mind and clearing out their mind. When people soak in the glory light, they come out and they talk different. They look different. Mental disorders are, it's your mind. And that's part of your soul. And the enemy can come, if you have a wound in your soul, it can come and manifest on a disease.
As you're watching us right now, that glory is just pouring. It's like a river. It's like a river pouring to your deepest, most being now, in Jesus' name, right now.